Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes. 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and DeCamp Funeral Home. And with us here from the city of Bartlesville, he is Trevor Dorsey. How you doing, young man?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Well, what's left of me is okay. I've been trying to work out. I'm down a half a chin now.
It's good.
But I got to tell you, a little sore. But you've been getting a pretty good workout there at the City Hall. And a lot of things going on. Folks have been asking, hey, what's going to become of that Kmart building that we've got over there at Frank Phillips Boulevard and Highway 75? Been seeing some action going on. Been hearing some stories. What's the deal?
Yes, sir. We've got a developer, Jeremy Fouracre, mm-hmm. and he's coming into town, and he's bringing some new stores. We're going to have five. There's going to be five new storefronts mm-hmm. on across the facade of the old. Last night we were talking about we're getting tired of calling the old Kmart building.
Let's call it the new something else.
I'm going to call it the 4-acre building, I guess.
The 4-acre building.
And so we've got Tuesday morning, Ollie's Bargain Outlet, Burke's Outlet, and Dollar Tree. Of course, mm-hmm. we do have an existing Dollar Tree. And then there's going to be one empty retail space right now that he'll have the opportunity to fill up. But I think from what I know about those stores, they'll all be pretty good discount stores that will come into our market that should be viable options for people to you know, whatever they need. They mm-hmm. should have some more options to shop local and not leave town, which is always positive.
Very good. And I'm sure Mazio's going to love that, too, and CVS. I mean, oh, geez, you know, shopping made me a little hungry, a little mm-hmm. parched. You know, might want to stop by for a soft drink or maybe a meal. So it benefits more than just a little here and a little there. The other businesses alongside get a little bit of a benefit, too. And that's really nice that we're going to be getting some new retail outlets here in town. Anything else cooking on that as well? I mean, I know that we're looking at perhaps maybe stroking a check to help this out, right?
Yes, sir. Well, there'll be a little bit of money coming in from the BDA that will help get this project mm-hmm. going. And, you know, it'll improve that area tremendously. That's one of our highest traffic count areas, you know, mm-hmm. right there, Eastland, and then that, like you said, CVS, mm-hmm. Mazio's, and where Kmart used to be. And so I think it'll improve the parking lot. There'll be improved signage. I'm sure there'll be some nice landscaping. The facade of that building will definitely improve. So overall, I think it'll really make that area pop. I know Eastland has done a tremendous amount of work over the last, I don't know, year, 18 months, 2 years, in improving that facility in that area. And they brought a lot of good retailers in. Of course, you had Hobby Lobby. I think they just sure. shifted some of those around. Chick-fil-A, of course, you can't go wrong with that. My kids think Chick-fil-A is the best thing in the world. And so
you got smart kids.
Yeah. And it is a good place. But, you know, that whole area has improved. And with the addition of Silver Lake, I think then you saw some other areas improve and mm-hmm. grow. And so the more retail we can bring in that, again, will allow people to spend their hard-earned money here in Bartlesville rather than traveling to a different city to do so. That's good because those sales tax dollars stay here and they help our city and they help provide essential services to all the community members.
One thing you're talking about making it a little bit more visually appealing, that the intersection there at Frank Phillips and 75, of course, you got Eastland, then you got the Walgreens, and you got that beautiful thing that the Garden Club, that welcoming area there. I mean, that is just so beautiful. Then across the street, it's like, now it's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be right with the universe out there at that four-way.
It'll be nice. That intersection's already a high-traffic intersection to make it a little little more high mm-hmm. with the addition of these shops. But, again, it's going to be a tremendous shot in the arm, I think, for our community. And I know that David Wood and Jared Patton, the guys in the BDA, along with our city manager, mm-hmm. Mike Bailey, are really working hard to bring in new business and bring in new jobs. I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes right now with those guys. And I think there hopefully here shortly will be some announcements of some new job creation, which will be tremendous for Bartlesville. And not just Bartlesville, but the surrounding communities. Obviously, sure. There's a lot of folks in Dewey and Nowata, maybe Pawhuska, Ramona, Oshaleda, surrounding communities that work in Bartlesville. They may live outside of Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of folks work here in town and travel back and forth. And again, it gives us opportunity to capture that sales tax revenue and make a difference.
It does. You know, it's a kind of remarkable Dewey and Bartlesville, but basically shake hands. The communities are so close, they touch each other. I think, what is it, just a one pasture away and you're in the other town?
Yeah, pretty much. Once you get out to where the Kubota used to be out there, yeah. there's about a stretch of maybe a quarter of a mile there where there wasn't a whole lot. But other than that, it's, like you said, yeah, we pretty much might as well be hand in hand.
Yeah. We got our own suburbs. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Aaron, who thought? What else we got cooking downtown?
Well, the firefighter banquet was last Friday night. And
I was there. That was a nice thing. Yeah, that was a really nice touch.
I didn't get a chance to go. We had some football, second grade football in Stillwater, so we were there Friday night, so we didn't have to get up well mm-hmm. before the crack of dawn to get all the kids there. But Brady Watson was honored as the firefighter of the year, and yeah. I think a lot of people were honored for their service. We have a lot of wonderful, city staff on the fire department, and a lot of them have been there for a long time and given a lot of service to the community. So I want to thank each and every one of them. We've got a great fire department, and John Banks is a great chief, and
he is.
He's been here a long time and given a lot of years of service to the city, and so very excited for Brady Watson and his family to receive that honor. It's
one of the things they did. They had all the folks that had been up there like 20 years or more. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people, and it was also a lot of folks who would run into a burning building as opposed to out of it. So I mean, it takes a special kind of person to do the job that our firefighters do, and when called to action, they answer the bell.
Yeah, it does, and those guys do a tremendous job, and got some new facilities here in the last few years,
yes.
Or by the police department, and so constantly trying to improve facilities. I know the city council and city manager were trying to keep things mm-hmm. Up to date and keep the facilities nice, keep the streets, sewer. There's a lot going on in the way of projects. One project, I'm trying to think here, better look at my notes so I don't get it wrong. Frank Phillips Rehab and Keeler to Sunset.
Yeah.
And that project, will kick off here shortly. And Mr. Seamers, our city engineer, said that should take about, or at least they've got scheduled 100 working days. So hopefully you'll see some improvements there here in the next 3 months.
It's one of those things where, yeah, you got 100 days of headaches, but after a while, after it's done, it's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And then very quickly it becomes, oh, well, and then the folks kind of take that for granted. They quickly forget if maybe there was a rough patch in the road.
Well, progress is always a little painful.
Because it is.
Things slow up for a little while you're getting the work done. But once it's done, a lot of times it's funny, I'm out of void in an area for a little while, and then you realize that, that project's done. And
cool, I can go back my old way.
It's always improvements and benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And so that project should be good. I know one thing last night that was brought up, it's a little ways off, but it's amazing how time flies, and it'll be here before you know it. There will be a free leaf and grass collection in the second week of December, and so that's going to be here before you know it. So I might put that on your calendar, and I'm sure City Beat and Facebook or other media outlets, you'll see that forthcoming. But
a lot of everybody kind of says, okay, good. Cutting us a break, that's a good one to do because, you get a lot of stuff kind of stacked up there as we get into before it's real cold, and it's really nice to get that done at the tail end of fall like that.
Well, once the leaves start, every week I'm having to fight that battle. You just got to bag them up.
And, it seems like you never stop.
Yeah, man. That is true. Yeah. And then we filled some positions You know, we've got some, I think the only open position we have is the Bartlesville Library Board, or at least that was one that was discussed last night. We appointed Brian Ross to City Planning Commission, and then Karen Lowe Alton to a 3-year term on the Redevelopment Trust Authority, David Nickel and Bill Cavell for 3-year terms on the Redevelopment Trust Authority, and I believe they're already on that. Mm-hmm. And then Barbara Oldham and Scott Maddox to a 3-year term on the Adams Golf Club Operating Committee, and then Kyle Poole and Paul Taylor to the Adams Golf Course Operating Committee. So I know we talk about this a lot. If you have a desire to serve a need in the community, there's usually something and somewhere where we need somebody that's willing to give their time and their expertise. So if you have an affinity that you want to serve, we would love to have you. You can get on the website, or you can go down to City Hall and get an application to maybe fill one of these vacant seats, especially on the Bartlesville Library Board right now. We need somebody, and so we'd love to have, if anybody out there, again, has an affinity to serve and wants to be a part of that. And I know, of course, we have a wonderful library. If you haven't been there, you should go check it out. And we'd love to have somebody that wants to fill that role and serve.
Wonderful. We're talking with Trevor Dorsey here with the City of Bartlesville. How are we doing on the Tower Center? Any updates on that? I mean, it looks like it's been steady as far as the work getting progressing. But folks are saying, okay, when's the old fence going to come down? When are we going to start seeing, you know, things? I've heard, December? Late December might be the time it's all sewn up and ready to roll.
Well, we had a change order last night. It wasn't anything major, but okay. It was the first change order we've had, and so that project's coming along very good. If we discussed a specific timetable date, I apologize, I didn't get notes on that. But I do know that if you drive by there, the progress is taking place, and things are moving along. So, of course, that's one of those projects where everybody is very excited to see that come to fruition and can't wait till it is done so you can go out there and enjoy. It's going to be something that's going to be really special for downtown. And hopefully, I think it'll be a draw to the community for people.
It will be. One thing, I one man's opinion, I'm glad that it's going at a steady pace and it's not rush, 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 because I think we all know what happens when you get in too big of a hurry to put the icing on the cake. Sometimes the cake just goes flat and everything, and it's nice that they're taking it apart one piece at a time and putting it back together one piece at a time, getting all the underground stuff taken care of first and foremost to avoid problems later on.
You bet. And it's a big project, kind of like the change orders last night. There'll be little odds and ends things as we go along. Obviously, you can bid that, and you can get all the contractors bidded. You can award those bids. You can kick things off. But there'll be little things here and there that we uncover. And, amazingly enough, there's been some corporate partners in the community that have made some donations that have gave us the ability that we can probably meet all these change order needs and not affect the budget. We can still make all this work. And so
what's kind of cool about that is that it started out, and then it's like, well, we don't really have enough here. Let's scale it back. And then the corporate partners started coming in one by one, just actually handing over a check saying, here, you might want to put that other thing back in. We kind of like that. Oh, here's another check. And I know that we have probably close to half dozen, maybe even a full dozen of corporate partners who really see this as a good value for our community. And it might look like the original plan before too long with all these change orders coming in saying, that's okay, you can do that now.
Well, it's truly special whenever you see a community pulled together. And Bartlesville is just one of those communities. We have all these wonderful nonprofits. I think it was last week or week before we were here talking about United Way. But you have all these amazing nonprofits that are very giving to the community. You have wonderful corporate partners that give back not only nonprofits but special projects like this. And this is just an incredible project downtown that kind of fits perfectly between our community center and the Price Tower. And so it's once it's done, I think it'll be a truly amazing special piece for downtown Bartlesville. And again, it should draw people to the community. We have you know, just numerous things that draw people into our community. And there's so many things that if you live here, you kind of forget about those things. I mean, you know, when you're constantly close to it, day in and day out, but when you really think about it, we've got so much to offer.
We were at a local restaurant, mom and pop place, having dinner the other night, and we were talking with one of the people who, you know, has a hand in the restaurant. We were commenting that as relative newcomers to the community, there's always something to do. We recently went to the Oktoberfest. There's a few other things between here and Wahuska and Dewey, and of course, just everywhere in the region, there's something to do, and it's not much more than a 20-30 minute drive at the most to have something to do, and especially here in Bartlesville, might be a 5 minute drive. And the young woman says, "Well, you know, a few years ago it might not have been that way, but boy, I tell you, the calendar's been getting full every year for the last several years, and one more thing, and one more thing, and one more thing. And instead of trying to figure out what to do, it's like, which one?" And she said that's a good problem to have. And we agreed. We thought that was pretty nice.
Yeah, there's competing events or
complimentary events.
Competing, complimentary. There's activities. There's always something going on.
Oh,
every
yes,
weekend.
Indeed.
You know, this last weekend, there were several things going on that I was like, man, I'd really like to be here or there. But we got kiddos that are involved in sports, and we're always running here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to do a lot of that right now, but, you know, we also are involved in a lot of those activities. Kitty Park's fixing to have their Spookorama. I can't remember. I think that's coming up.
In a few weeks, right?
I think, yeah. Right here, maybe it's the week before Halloween. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you got young kids, that's always fun. Kitty Park's just truly one of those amazing things that you hear so many people talk about that grew up mm-hmm. around this area and now they don't live here on social media. It's like, you know, that's just one of the more special things. I don't know that very many communities, if any, have something that's that special that has been around that long, that has done so much, you know, because all these kids, it's really an incredibly affordable place. Take your kids on a Friday, Saturday, and just have a good time.
Remind me, is this a public-private enterprise with Kitty Park, or is it all public?
It's all public.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's so well-kept. It's always so clean. You know, we go to the Y and everything, and we drive by there. Of course, our kids are a little bit older for that, but we've seen it in action where it's plenty packed.
Yeah. Well, they get to a certain age or a certain height, and they really don't have a whole lot for some of those kids to do. But they did add some new features this last year. They did putt-putt golf.
Oh.
And so, you know, we got two little ones and a bigger one, and so when we go,
uh-huh.
My oldest son, this last year we played putt putt a couple of times, and so that was pretty fun. We got to do that, and you've also got the train and some other things, a little roller coaster, you know, that all ages can ride, and so, but it is truly amazing. In our parks, you know, that's in Johnstone Park, Sooner Park, you know, our trail system. There's just. It's just a unique. I think Bartlesville is a unique city, and the more we can market it and get it out there for people, the more they'll see that. And I think, you know, the park downtown, the project there you're talking about, that'll just really kind of bring that all together, hopefully.
Now we do have a couple of quick things before we take the break here and end the program. I understand we're having some improvements, picnic shelters perhaps being put in at Sooner Park, and is there another one that we're looking at perhaps doing some improvements on?
What was it?
The park improvements at Sooner Park, and I think there was another one that we were looking at possibly down the road putting some improvements.
There'll be there at Sooner Park, trying to explain. There used to be some playground equipment, now they're putting kind of like we did over here at the front of Johnstone. There'll mm-hmm. be kind of a. You know, a covered area.
Yeah.
And that'll fit in nicely because we got the new playground equipment mm-hmm. over there. And, of course, when you've got Sunfest and some of these other things going on, that, you know, that'll be a great shaded area for everybody because there are some events out there in Sooner Park that can be, you know, during that time of year. It gets a little hot.
A little warm. Take a little shade.
But that'll be a great addition to Sooner Park. And so... you know, again, continually trying to improve things. I know I always call it Dinosaur Park over here mm-hmm. by Safari Smiles, but the canopy came
yes.
off of that.
Oh.
And I think there's some room or some funds there that will be replaced hopefully before next year whenever it starts getting hot, because I know that was always really nice, you know, especially on a really hot day, you take kids there and at least you got some shade while they're playing. So,
well, Trevor, thank you for dropping by. I appreciate it. And if folks want to get a hold of you, how do they do that? Through the website there?
Yes, sir. They can get on the City Hall website, and there's you can get each councilman's email is out there. So mm-hmm. if you need to reach your specific councilman, you can do that through shooting an email or getting a hold of probably Lane Baines there at City Hall, and she'll make sure that we reach out and get in touch with you. Have a lot of, and also our phone number's out there. My mobile phone is listed. I get a lot of constituents that call me about different things and have questions or kind of like we do here every so often, just kind of talk through what's going on and what's benefiting maybe their ward or just the city as a whole. And so I'm always, even if you're not in my ward, a lot of times I get calls and think sometimes people don't check to see who they're, councilman is, but I typically try to get with their representative and give them the update, and then continue to try to work through that process with that one with whichever councilman they have, and try to make sure we get resolution to whatever they've got going on, or at least get them the information to know what's going on.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We got to pack it in here for a day, and you've been listening to Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions.